Tancast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Sometimes the best laughs you get in life are the laughs you get when you're not supposed to be laughing.
There's some idiot in the UK who keeps using @gmail.com, which is my address. And this dude's like signing up for payday loans and like adult dating and whatever, so I get all this fucking spam.
Oh, gosh. Emails you have to ignore? Fuck.
Oh, man, what the fuck? What is the spam you're talking about? No, is this some new thing?
It doesn't show up as spam.
Oh, God, it's actually in your inbox?
Oh, shit. Whatever will you do?
Well, it's not just in my inbox. It winds up on my fucking calendar.
Not your calendar? What?
Because these fuckers are sending me, like invitations to, like, meet up with so-and-so at such-and-such time. Like, fucking, I'm not in Shanghai. What the shit?
Why would it add it to your calendar?
Because apparently Google is retarded, and if somebody sends you an invite, even if it's somebody you've never talked to before, even if it's in your spam folder, apparently.
I've never had that happen.
It tosses shit up on your calendar until it gets deleted.
I call shenanigans.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week we talk about the girl with the dragon tattoo, we discuss other podcasts at length, yet forget to mention drinking buddies. Sorry, Jerry and Chris. Oh, and then we end the show with a little politics. And when you hear this sound,
chocolate rain,
that means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast, baby.
Welcome, motherfuckers.
You are here, and we are queer. I know it's going to sing everything in one note again. That's what I do.
If you have changed notes.
What?
He changed notes.
Oh. I'm not a very good singer.
That's what I do. Noah shifts it up.
I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, and I shifted up and around.
I'm Noah, and I sometimes pause.
Apparently.
And I'm the in Tancast.
Distracted by something on the internet?
Yeah.
Shocking.
I'm Noah, and sometimes...
What are we doing?
We're waiting for Andy to finish his stupid pause joke, but as usual, it's taking... Even when he's not talking, he takes too long.
I wasn't even going to complete it. I just wanted to see which one of you blinked first. It was Noah.
Time for some goddamn tan laughs.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tan Laugh Segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
The daily grind can take its toll. It saps your strength and sucks your soul before you fall in that black hole. Let's make some jokes about smoking coal. Ten Laughs is here to save us with jokes about your anus. And you can send your own joke if you...
Fine. Jesus. Speaking of which, this tan laugh comes to us from Jesus.
Thank the Lord.
A little girl says, Daddy, I wish I had a little sister.
Hello?
Gonna wait for you to finish that lung butter.
Motherfucker, I edit myself out just like when I edit out all your fucking sniffs and snarfles and Noah fucking coughing and barfing up a lung. Just fucking keep reading.
All right.
Dick sneeze.
Trying to be funny, the daddy says, Honey, you do have a little sister. I do? Questions the confused girl. Sure, responds the daddy. You just don't see her because when you're coming in the front door, she's leaving through the back door. The little girl gives us a few moments' thought and remarks, Oh, you mean like my other daddy does?
Zing!
Zing! Ging, 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 ging.
I sent like 5 of these. I will do one more.
Do it.
I was in a bar last night when the bartender asked, How come I never see you in here with Steve anymore? I told him, Would you drink with a guy who's a liar, always late, borrows money, never pays you back, is always jealous of everything you have, and when your back is turned, tries to fuck your wife and daughter? Hell no, replies the bartender. Well, neither would Steve, I replied. Oh, come on, it's funny.
It is funny.
Because you see, Noah, the narrator in this joke...
is a dickbag.
...is leading you down the primrose path, but then it turns out there's a twist. Like M. Night Shyamalan's penis.
Or like every joke ever. There's always a twist.
There is.
Someone told me they met a guy that had, like, a 90-degree, like, bent on their penis.
Like, up or, like, left?
Down.
Down? Huh. That's novel.
That would suck.
That's novel.
Look at that. That's novel. Now I won't sleep with you.
Doesn't get any of my hard-to-reach spaces.
I just see his OkCupid profile. Single, white, male, 35, well-educated, seeking female, with L-bend in vagina.
I have a strictly no-novel dick penis policy.
Oh, so it's only the novel dicks that you are opposed to, Noah? That's good to know.
Nope, no novel dicks for me.
All right, all you single gents out there.
Now, I was saying, like, if I have any, I would just own it. Like, there's got to be somewhere out there who would just be so fascinated with, like, a crooked penis that they would just do it for the story.
I'm sure. They'd probably take pictures, document the whole thing.
Man, Jonathan's blowing it up with our tan lass.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of guys with novel penises, somebody left us a comment asking if Noah was single and says he's kind of hot.
Yeah, I'm skeptical.
Skeptical. Yeah.
You're skeptical that somebody thinks you're kind of hot and is asking if you're single?
On Tancast. Who is this person? I've never seen him before.
And if they've listened to Tancast, they would know you're single. So...
maybe they just started.
Having a laugh. They're having a laugh at Noah's expense.
I'm pretty sure.
It's just some dude. It's Earl. Earl's fucking with Noah again.
I got a tan laugh.
Fair enough.
Let's see. All right. This is from Jonathan, of course.
Of course.
Hello, the blonde response. No, let me try that. Hello, the blonde. sorry. Try again. Hello, the blonde responded, answering the phone. Hearing no response, she replied, hello? fucking this up. All right, you know, I'm just going to fuck the voices, just reading the joke. Hello, the blonde responded, answering the phone. Hearing no response, she repeated, hello? I'll bet you want me to come over and take you into the bedroom, undress you, lick you from head to toe, and then make mad passionate love to you until dawn, the male voice whispered. Sheesh, you're good, she replied. You mean you can tell all that from two hellos?
Good times.
There
all
right,
let's round it out. I got a tan laugh from Chelsea. She goes, hey, Tim, since you're a Muppet fan, plus a fan of very corny jokes, the second one was all caps, here are some jokes from Fozzie Bear. Yes.
Waka, waka.
Okay, so a guy asked me, did you take a bath today? And I said, why? Is there one missing? I should read all these as Fozzie Bear.
Waka, waka, waka.
What did the big dragon say to the mouse? Nothing. Dragons can't talk.
That's pretty good.
Why are fish so smart? Because they swim in schools. Why did the man put a sweater on his hot dog? Because it was a chili dog.
Are you hurting yourself?
Why do movie stars have lots of fans? Because they're hot. Waka, waka, waka.
Nailed it.
You're the best joke teller in the world.
You are.
Thank you very much. Pop.
I'm sorry. Oh, you're right. Let me do it Noah's way. Okay, I'm going to read these jokes. And, okay, so God. Wait, did I? No. Fuck it. I'm not going to read these in voices.
Yeah, you're the best joke teller in the world. No lessons. Thank you very much, Pop.
The blonde picks up the phone. She says, hello. Hearing no answer, she says, hello again.
I was born in the darkness.
You merely answered the darkness.
Perhaps you're wondering why I would want to lick your pussy after pushing you out of a plane.
Because I've always wanted to eat flying fish.
First I'm going to lick your pussy, then you have my permission to die.
A Oh, us.
So how was everyone's week? What did you discover?
Depressing things. I don't think I want to take everyone down, so someone else answer.
Was it editing Tancast 207?
No.
Oh, you're right. I forgot to ask.
Where in the world is
episode 207?
In your mom's ass.
Nope, it's not. She has had a thorough colon cleansing, and we found no episode 207.
Oh,
I remember
wait,
last week, he's like, we have a long weekend. Ask me at the other end of that. All right, well, we gave you the whole long weekend and a week after it.
Yay! You guys give me time. You're making my life longer, and I appreciate that. What a solid gift you guys give me.
Do you want to just send it to me? I mean, you're not being punished or anything. I can put it up for you.
Here, let Daddy take care of it for you, Andy.
I mean, this wasn't even my idea.
I tried to give you a little responsibility, but you can't handle it.
This is why we can't have a dog, Andy.
Aw. But they're so cute, and I promise I'll walk it every day.
3 weeks later. What's that smell? Oh, it's Fido.
He's dead.
He's face down in the linoleum.
Meanwhile, Andy. Yeah, I get to it.
So, what did you do with all that sweet, sweet, long weekend time that you didn't make it happen?
Spent time with my family. Spent a lot of time sleeping, being sick.
Piece of shit.
Yep. Tried to do a little bit of editing. Banged my head against the desk once or twice.
You're hilarious.
Played some Borderlands with my brother.
So this is episode 213, right?
Yep. Don't take out your spleen.
We've recorded and edited 5 episodes in the time it has taken you to not edit one.
Yes.
You know what, Tim? Don't do it for him. I want to see how long this will draw out.
So do I. I'm as eager to find out as you.
You know what? I wouldn't describe you as eager at all in regards to episode 207.
No, I'm eager to see how long I can kite this along.
You say kike? Are you being racist?
Yes, kike.
Well, I've got something I need to bring up.
You need to? Do
I tell. I need to. Noah was tagged in a photo on Facebook where he's trying to lick some other dude's face. That was our thing, man. What's up? You replacing me?
He's my cousin. What can I say?
You piece of shit.
That was our thing.
I can't. So you finally pay attention to something I showed on my page. That's the news. Oh shit! Tim finally noticed something on my page.
Technically, my wife noticed it and pointed it out to me.
Oh bullshit! You fucking lie.
Listen, every time I notice something on your page, it's always like, in San Francisco in the morning, it's a picture of a bird and it's farting. I don't care, Noah.
Notice how much this shoe kind of looks like my cock in this photo.
Or my favorite song on something something is something Tim's never heard of. Well, all right, good for you.
But maybe you should go listen to it because it'll be good.
I'm not gonna waste my not what am I? What do you? My data plan on downloading some song that may or may not be good.
Hey, did you?
Hey, Tim, next up, it's Joni Baloney and Butt Play.
Have you been paying attention to any of the unreleased Michael Jackson stuff that's coming out?
No.
Oh, I saw there was like a Jackson 5 song that came out from before. And that's all. That's all I got to say about that. Sounded not bad. Wasn't like spectacular, but it was decent.
Like I don't expect it to be spectacular. Otherwise, they would have released it. Bill Maher has this joke like they need to stop releasing music from dead artists. If Tupac or Kurt Cobain or Frank Sinatra had a hit song that was good, they would have released it when it could have gotten them blown.
True. Very true.
So true. Oh.
Talk to
I believe my landlord is here. Mm. Just I should have mentioned this at the top. They are installing a carbon monoxide filter in my apartment.
Hooray. Are you guys setting a lot of smoky campfires?
Yes.
Fair enough.
You stupid piece of shit. We do have a fireplace.
Okay. I'm just a little concerned of why they need carbon monoxide. Like, what's going on over there? Should we be worried about you?
Okay, well, that killed the conversation completely. Noah, did you see any more movies?
I did not, but I may someday.
Well, good. Keep hope alive.
Actually, hooray. I think I'm going to go see, finally going to see the movie I've been talking about seeing Total Recall this weekend.
As a treat, you should take Andy when he finishes episode 207.
So that would be, what, a week from now?
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
No. You know what? Have. I guarantee you I will see Total Recall before you put up episode 207.
It's a challenge. It's a race to the finish.
When are you going to go see it? Because, you know, I don't want to like spend a lot of time if this is already a done deal.
Probably going to see it tomorrow.
We'll see. No. Not going to happen. What?
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, we're all super surprised.
I know.
Like the new design on the website.
Oh, yeah. Whew.
Man.
No, I forgot that was a thing.
You guys are getting a lot of mileage out of just hating on me for things I fuck up.
You know
things
what?
I don't get done.
I'm sorry, Andy. Tim, fuck you.
I like it. Fuck me indeed.
You're a terrible person.
I haven't come up with a new Tanlaugh jingle in months.
There you go. What are you doing with your life?
I recognize that I'm Tancast Butt Monkey, but there's got to be a limit. At least find something new. Or something really old.
Well, if you would just do the shit you say you would do, we would have something new to do.
Talk about what a shitty job I did on it?
Yes! And then we make fun of Crocs. That was very funny.
Sorry.
You make me sad.
It was like, you know, Andy does have a point. We rip on him too much. And then Noah's like, you know, it was completely within your power to have us not be able to rip on you any longer.
About this. Actually, I guess it is completely within my power to not have you guys rip on me any longer.
What are you saying? You're not...
You piece of shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
We now return to our regularly scheduled program.
I was kidding.
Oh, since I probably put it here, I should mention, last week when the Please Stand By music, people may have noticed that it changed. It is no longer, I can't remember what the name of that song is. The one that the Simpsons used for the Please Stand By, I think was on, like, whenever Krusty the Clown or Nightly News goes dark or whatever. I can't remember what the song is, but instead of that song, I used the song from the People Mover at Disneyland circa 1986, and that was thanks to Brian, who sent it to me, because I tweeted the other day, did you ever notice you can never find the People Mover music from 1980? What's up with that? Expecting nothing to come of it, just like, you know, pissing into the wind. And like several people responded with like, I have it, you want it, psst, psst, come here, I can get you. And then Brian actually was the first one to actually just send it to me. So thank you, Brian. And it was like, he sent me like this big file of stuff, and I was like, yeah, there's a lot of the stuff I already have. And then like I hit that one track, I was like, that was the exact track I was looking for.
You said it like that?
I did.
Random thing to be looking for.
So, yeah, I forgot to give shout him out last week, so I'm shouting him out this week. And shout-outs to all the people who say they are still listening. I like that.
And shout-outs to the people who didn't say they're listening but are still listening.
No, you don't get a shout-out. You get a shout-out when you say you're listening.
And a slightly louder shout-out to all the people who are not still listening so that maybe they'll hear.
Oh, and the shout-out is, of course, you're doing it.
Oh, I thought it was
out! Oh, wait. I did see a movie.
Oh, snap.
And
was it porn?
My cousin was in town.
Was it so porn? Were you watching porn with your cousin again?
Was that?
What?
He asked you were watching porn with your cousin.
Yes. It was wonderful. I watched Girl with a Dragon Tattoo remake.
Ah.
Which was not bad, but wasn't as good as the original, I feel.
Oh, you saw the original?
Yeah, I've seen all of the originals. I have not read the books, and now I've seen the remake. There's three movies. It's a trilogy. I think there's material for a fourth book, maybe?
But yeah, but, like, the dude died where, like, he had notes and, like, partially completed chapters and shit like that, I think.
Yeah. I do
I say
read
only
the books.
Vaguely remembering anything.
So, yeah, I mean, it was not a bad movie. It's David Fincher, which I generally like. Had a weird intro. Weird. Like, people covered in black oil, screaming, and...
That was weird. And then, like, it was almost like a James Bond movie.
Yeah, kind of.
Because it was like shit coming up out of the oil. Like, here's a gun, and here's fire, and here's a phone.
What? And as far as the story, it's kind of like a weird story that goes a lot of directions.
Yeah.
Like, it just covers a lot of area. Like, you know, first it's like, you know, this is Grace Reporter, then it's a mystery, then it's like, you know, well, I don't know, that might be a little spoilery, but...
Yeah, calm it down.
Then there's rape.
Yeah. Oh boy, is there rape.
Oof, that was hard to watch.
Oh boy.
This is not your father's rape.
Is it legitimate?
Oh. It must have been, because she didn't get pregnant.
Yeah, this is true.
I'm sorry. That's not funny in terms of the mechanics of what he's talking about. It's funny in the ludicrousy of what he's saying.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make that clear.
She did get her revenge, though. Oh, boy, did she get her revenge.
Spoiler alert.
Like I spit on your grave?
I would say worse.
Wow.
It's kind of like, you know, instead of, like, killing you, I'm going to do something more fucked up to you.
Yeah.
And you have to live
with
this.
Well, okay, good point, good point. Because she just kills them and I spit on your grave, but creatively.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, sure. But yeah, this is definitely creative. And I think, you know, it's going to have some repercussions for this guy later in life.
More like killing his spirit.
Oh, yes. Oh. So you did see the remake?
Yes, I saw the remake.
And what did you think, Annie?
Except for the rape, I would say I enjoyed the movie. The rape was I mean, that was... Of course it's a downer. It's never like, yay, happy rape!
But it's just, it's very graphic and brutal.
Yeah. Think. Yeah, and it's just like... I mean, obviously it's a horrible, horrible thing, so it shouldn't be, like, glossed over, but they definitely didn't gloss it over. They didn't, like, they didn't linger on it in such a way as to be, like, gross and voyeuristic. It was just, yeah, brutal. It was fucking brutal to watch.
But isn't the point of that to make it so that when the character gets their comeuppance, you feel it's justified?
I like, think
it still
could've...
felt... She definitely got her comeuppance, or he got his comeuppance. She gave him his comeuppance. There we go. But... well, I would say, yeah, I kind of felt like she was justified in everything else that happened after that. It was still like, yeah, but that original thing still happened. And that's still fucking horrible.
Do you think, Andy,
mm-hmm.
if they made it less brutal and less... Do you think her reaction would have been as justified? Like, what she did?
Just knowing that it happened as opposed to, like, all the stuff that you saw?
Yeah, even if the other stuff didn't happen. Like, even if it was just, you know, for lack of a better word, vanilla rape. Like, you know.
As opposed to chocolate rape?
Yeah, as opposed to, like, you know.
Chocolate just, rape.
God damn it, Tim. Guess what's going to be stuck in my head the rest of the day?
Tastes good with sprinkles on your plate. Chocolate rape.
That's so terrible. Oh. That's terrible, man. Oh. Anyways, do you think her Zach reaction
coming through your
been...
back door, whether you want it or not, chocolate rape?
Is that Hershey bar upon my dick?
Chocolate rape.
Oh, hell. We're all going to hell.
Oh, shit. I think we're already there.
Violating your rusty wagon wheel. Chocolate rape.
Driving the wrong way up your Hershey Highway.
Chocolate. Ooh.
Wow. I mean, we have to title the episode this now. I mean, there's no...
I'm not touching that with a chocolate pole.
There we go. That's the thing not... that, if we were still on fucking iTunes, would get by. I touched that with a chocolate pole. No, speaking of your chocolate pole.
Yes.
You should find that one listener and send him a picture. I mean her. Send Earl a picture.
She's seen what I look like.
No, he's not talking about your face.
Oh. No.
I come from a land of the ice and snow where the midnight sun and the harsh winds blow.
Is that the song I was singing?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I don't know any more about it other than...
Led Zeppelin job, immigrant song.
Like my friend Dan Gabriel, the guy who hosts the Best Medicine podcast and has been heard many times on Doug Loves Movies, he has this joke where he talks about how why do women like guitar players so much? You know, like, he's like, I wasn't able to figure it out. And he's like, oh, it's because they can just do this, and he's strumming with his fingers like he's playing an air guitar, on beat for hours and hours. And so he goes, so that's when I decided, as practice, I'm going to start playing air clitoris. And then he goes, dun, and he's doing his fingers, dun, 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 dun. Then he licks his hand, dun, 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 dun. And I was like, I always think of it whenever I hear that song, but I don't know any more of it. I don't know what that song is.
Seven Nation Army by White Stripes.
All right, there you go. Best Medicine podcast. I highly recommend it. I don't know if I've ever said that on here, but I'm saying it now.
I believe last week or 2 weeks ago, you said Best Medicine podcast.
I know I said they had a good theme song. I don't know if I said how good the show is, because every time I download one, I consistently laugh.
You say Best Medicine podcast?
Yeah, it's called The Best Medicine.
Oh, gotcha.
As in laughter is the...
I don't think they're ever going to release that. You made it weird that they recorded at...
I think they made it too weird.
You made it awkward.
I mean, unless this guy, like, I don't know why he would delay it. Like, it seemed like you wanted him to do it as close as possible.
Or maybe they didn't actually record it.
Possible.
But no, they said it was a podcast taping, right? When you went there?
And they said, like, I mean, I think someone at one point said, oh, this is never going to be. It was, yeah, it'll go up. You know, it's no big deal. So they talked about it, but yeah.
That could have been a technical problem.
Well, I know some of them, like Nerdist, they'll sometimes record things in like a month or two later. I guess
because they have a huge backlog, because they're recording tons of crap.
Yeah.
They've been going less time than we have and hit their 200 episode before we did.
Well, they were doing
like
two a week.
Like a fourth of the time that we've been on, maybe a little bit more, but yeah. Like, and they've hit 200 episodes like a month before we did. So much so, I was going to almost use their introduction for their 200th episode as our introduction for the 200th episode. I thought that would be hilarious. Like, woo, it's episode 200, yeah!
Yeah, we'll just keep doing this until they lap us again.
So sit back and listen to episode 200 of
Tancast. So we should start recording every day now.
Yeah, and then Andy will edit them all.
Yep.
Sorry, never mind. You're okay, Andy. You're a good guy.
We love you.
We love you.
You do everything right.
Hate you both, White Hot Rage, etc.
I was trying to take it back.
Hate you, White Hot Rage, etc.
The angry Dorks podcast is going to talk about a topic I brought up next week.
Chocolate rain.
Oof, if you got angry dork, go see your doctor.
Because 2 weeks ago, they talked about whether or not there's ever been a good Superman movie. And their argument was that there has not.
Fuck them. Superman won.
They're like, he flies around the Earth backwards at the end, reverse time. That's stupid.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. You found one that wasn't fucking perfect from cover to cover.
Yeah, like there's not flaws in every movie, specifically every superhero movie. Anyway, so then, and then there's one, my friend Ed Greer, who's on that show, he talks about how he doesn't like
if they really want to get pissed off about him flying around the Earth and turning time backwards like that, let's talk about how the fuck does he fly? Is he just farting everywhere?
Yeah, suck it. So yeah. He was talking about how he doesn't like magic, and he doesn't like all-powerful beings like Superman because they're just, you know, they're too boring and it's too easy. It's like, well, fuck, because it's magic. Who cares? And so I wrote on their page, I'm like, okay, I got a goddamn topic for you. If Superman is so goddamn boring and too powerful, why does every dickless fanboy say that Batman would beat him in a fight? How uninteresting can it be if a guy with no powers will always beat him in a fight, according to every fanboy?
That is a good point.
So they're going to debate that on Monday. Or they've already debated that when you hear this, probably, listeners.
Probably.
So you can just download it off iTunes.
Listen to it, Tim. Report back to us your findings.
Will do. Yeah, I'm not surprised you're not going to listen to it, Noah. You podcast hater. You quitter.
That's right.
You're a quitter.
Pretty soon I'm going to quit at life.
Don't do that.
Oh! I don't know what my retort was going to be, so that's going to be it. Oh!
I thought you just remembered something about suicide. I was like, fuck, this is going a dark place.
Suicide is painless.
Brings on many changes.
I can take or leave it if I please.
And now you know why the 10 Laugh jingle that played this week played this week.
The suicidal penis.
What?
What?
Goes
through many changes.
So, Noah, do you still listen to Stuff You Should Know?
Oh, I'm fucking on that shit like fly on shit.
Fair enough.
That's funny, because that's one of the only ones I have ditched that is still going.
I love their banter. And I like to get my learn on.
Me too.
Yeah, but I feel like I don't remember it, so what's the point? And
I don't remember exactly, but I feel like I pick up bits and pieces here and there.
Just enough to be wrong at every turn.
Yeah. Just like that broken penis. So I still listen. I mean, I still listen to quite a few podcasts, a lot of NPR podcasts,
mm-hmm.
a lot of mostly informational podcasts, and a few comedy podcasts.
I can't believe you listened to that stupid game show one that you tried to turn me on to, and yet don't listen to Film Sack, which you told me to listen to.
They lost my interest. I don't know why.
Piece of crap.
It became uninteresting to me.
But that stupid other game, what is that other game show one called?
Wait, don't tell me.
No,
that one's good. There's like this other
ask
one.
Ask me another.
Appears,
and
yeah,
they
appears
haven't...
like it's played in like a fucking pub in the middle of the day. People just, what? Are we doing it? Oh, okay, let's do it.
And interestingly enough, they have not released a new episode for a while, so I wonder if it's got canceled.
Yeah, maybe because you're the only one listening.
Okay. It's okay, Tim. We can like different things, buddy.
No, we can't. We have to be in lockstep.
Oh.
We are Tancast. You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile.
Here's something. So, my friend Max got married. And
yay, Max!
It was overseen by...
He's been on the show.
Yeah, he has.
Yep.
So, congratulations, Max. I was at both weddings. They had one in L.A. and one in Wisconsin. He has a friend that oversaw the wedding, did the ceremonies, and he was saying that, you know, at one point they talked and, like, they were, like, perfect for each other. Like, you know, if Rusty was a male, you know, they could be married. And I was thinking about you, Tim. I was like, well, Tim's my good friend, but I don't think we could be married. Like, I like him, but I don't think we would work as a couple. What do you think, Tim?
I think you're probably right.
There we go. We're not gay.
That's It's just a bromance, nothing more. I've been re-listening to all the Tell 'Em Steve Daves, and they Walt and Brian got into that about whether or not they could be married, and Walt was like, nah, I just don't think it would work out.
I think personality-wise, you know, we get along as friends. I just think for a princess, wouldn't get along as in a relationship.
I would agree with that. I still love that everyone thought Tim and I were gay together until the three of us
moved
in. I was
going to say, because me and Andy, I would bang the bottom out of that.
Well, hey, just because you want to bang me doesn't mean you have to get married. Come on.
Hey, I like it, so I want to put a ring on it.
Oh, 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 oh.
So, who would be the bottom with you two? I think it would be Tim.
Tim?
No. I think we trade off.
All right.
You know what? Yeah, we were good at sharing things.
But I think, I would probably be more bottom than not. Nobody wants to be the bottom if you're straight, though.
Well, no, I'm just thinking Tim probably be a power bottom.
A sloppy power bottom. I don't know what makes it sloppy. Can somebody explain to me?
I'm going to worry my wife and Google sloppy power bottom now.
I eat a lot of Taco Bell. That's what makes it sloppy. I don't know if you guys saw this tweet. Sorry, I'm changing subject completely. Because I said Taco Bell, that reminded me of food. And yesterday I forgot to make my lunch, so I had to stop by the Roach Coach at my work. And I was like, what do I want? Grilled cheese? No. Oh, can I get a BLT? You want lettuce and tomato? What do you think the L and the T stand for?
Can I get a bacon licked and touched?
You know, I bet it's probably...
Fuck, you just had that right away.
Every once in a while.
Like, listeners, I didn't edit out any pause right there. I was like, what do you think the L and T stand for? Licked and touched. Boom! He was there. Boom!
Kick up a notch. Bam!
What were you starting to say, Noah?
I bet someone's come up before and, like, complained about the lettuce and tomato on the BLT.
That's like, what I was thinking. I was like, that blows my mind. He's like,
I wanted
can I have a BLT? What's with this bullshit lettuce?
Bacon and mayo. I'm fat. Carbs and fat.
I mean, okay, you can ask me if I do or do not want mayo. Maybe I'm trying to be health conscious. Of course, that's why I would want a sandwich with fucking fried pork on it.
Can I get pork? I want it fried, but I really want it fried in its own fat. So it absorbs as much of that fat. Like, so the fat goes out, but then right back in.
That blew my mind. And then someone's like, I wonder if someone's ever complained before. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, not only that, enough people have complained where she's like, I better just start asking people.
I'm tired of this bullshit. Have to pick the lettuce and the tomato off.
Oh, blew my mind.
And this bread, what the fuck?
Maybe they thought that, nope, I got nothing.
You're not going to be beat, licked, and touched, so. I think that's probably the name of a porno. Beat, licked, and touched.
I think that's the sequel to Go with the Dragon Tattoo.
I was just about to say. I think the other two movies are a lot less rapey.
I would hope so. That was pretty rapey.
So also speaking of Twitter, there was, during the Democratic convention, the last night, I guess Scarlett Johansson gave a speech. I wasn't home at that point. I didn't hear it. I haven't gone back to look at it. I don't know what it said, but a friend of mine retweeted this guy from Fox News who said, if you took away from anything from ScarJo's speech, you shouldn't be allowed to vote. So I replied to him. Wow, typo alert, ScarJo, you really misspelled Clint Eastwood. # talk to the chair. Which I thought, look at me, I'm funny. I'm sure Fox News guy could care less, but whatever. And then Fox News guy, instead of replying to me, he does that thing where you put a period in front of the @ so it appears to all your followers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I didn't do because I'm like, I don't care if the rest of my followers see this. I just need to know I'm funny. But anyways, like, Tim, you're supposed to be able to find comedy on all sides. Embarrassing you don't know that, giving your Twitter name and all. Fucking his followers unleash a torrent of hate upon me. Simply over the joke, you misspelled Clint Eastwood. Now, I will remind you, at this point, that's all I've said. One guy's like, comedians usually don't have to repeatedly sell the word comedian as you do. Repeatedly. It's in my name once.
Yeah.
And I was like, or if there's a guy named Tim Babb who works for Pixar, maybe I would clarify.
Yeah.
To which he replied.
You should start signing everything. Comedian Tim Babb, comedian, comma, comedian.
So he replied, I still assume the Pixar guy is a funny one. I'm like, zinger, you got me. what else? Oh, so before that, I'd written, I love, hey.
You should tweet back to each of them individually, every single one, and say, your hate makes me strong.
Well, I did. I tweeted back to that guy. I was like, your followers are adorable. before that, I had written, I love seeing my right-wing friends mock Scarlett Johansson's speech. Did she talk to a chair? # didn't think so. And then this guy replied back, one of the other dude's followers, who I guess went through my timeline to find something else to make fun of, goes, they mocked his speech too, dumb fuck. To which I said, you know for a fact that my right-wing friends mocked Clint's speech? You're a wizard. Stop spying on my friends. I swear there's another good one. Oh, someone wrote, but see how zany he is? Or don't you see how zany he is? Look at his profile picture. My profile picture is a picture Noah took of me with Michael on my shoulders. And I'm like, really, dude? You're mocking a picture of me and my infant son. You're amazing. It's funny, because when you reply back to these people, they obviously don't have anything else to say.
Nope.
Ooh, I was like, wow. They just pick up the... No! All of a sudden, we are very offended that you mentioned Clint Eastwood.
Politics makes people crazy. The internet makes people crazy.
True. Every time I think, I'm like, you know what? Maybe the Republicans might have a point or this or that. Fuck it. I don't want to be lumped in with you dickheads. Not that I'm even considering voting for Mitt Romney, but just...
Yep. You're done admitting that you have anything potentially in common with them.
No, that's not true at all. I'm just saying, I'm certainly not, I'm certainly going to give them, I was like, you know what, maybe I should give them more benefit of the doubt. I'm like, no, you have to earn more benefits and more doubts. Although, did you guys watch The Daily Show this week?
Yes.
Oh, when they were at the convention talking to all the Democrats about how they're so inclusive, and then they just kept shitting on people who were religious or white or men or whatever. And I liked it, finally one girl at the end, like, she's like, yeah, we got to include everybody. Yeah, because we include every. We're not like those hypocrite, redneck, wacko religious nut jobs, because we include everybody. And Jason Jones is like, yeah, you got to include everybody. She's like, yeah, everybody. He's like, yeah, everybody. And she's like, oh, you're saying I should include them. And that was funny because, like, normally they do those pieces. No one ever makes that connection.
Yeah. And he just gets this grin on his face like, oh, my God, I love you.
just made me laugh. It's like, the whole week it was like, whew, they're really handing it to the Democrats. Like, people say that, you know, John Stewart is just in the pocket of the left wing, but he'll fucking give it to him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and rightly so. I mean, like, that whole thing about, like, everybody on the right are racist, inbred, alcoholic, Christian, whatever. I was like, oh, no. I mean, there are plenty of people who support the right because they think the Republican Party stands for something other than it does, or they think the Republican Party is the closest of two bad options, or like, there's lots and lots of reasons, and I keep saying on here, there are plenty of reasons to disagree, to both be reasonable people, do the math slightly differently, and then disagree on, like, really core principles of, like, you know, policy and the nature of government and the nature of, like, responsibility and all the rest of that stuff. I think that reasonable people can reasonably disagree. I also think that the leadership of the Republican Party has taken it upon themselves to begin inventing facts so that they can sell a lie to people who they can make frightened by that lie. So I'm angry at the people who are running the thing, and I'm angry at the people who are parroting that shit back, and I'm also angry at all the rest of the people who are just sort of like stuck onto the sides because they don't see anywhere else for themselves to stand. Like, well, I can't join the Democrats because they're completely against this and this and this and this and this. It's like, well, then fucking go libertarian or something.
Oh, fuckhead, how have you not watched The Newsroom?
We've been working our way through Grimm.
Fuck Grimm. Watch The Newsroom now.
I work long hours in a town that's like an hour to an hour and a half away from here, so I have a limited number of TV watching hours in my evening.
You're a piece of shit.
And I'm way behind.
Piece of shit.
Are you
it's the summer.
Newsroom?
Nothing's on.
Yeah, it's summer. Nothing's on. We've been powering through the other shit.
He's busy not editing Tancast 207. Leave him alone.
I can't watch Tancast 2. Or I can't edit Tancast 207. I'm like 9 episodes behind on Weeds, 4 episodes behind on The Big C. I don't even know if Dexter started yet.
Well, someone posted, I think it was CJ, posted the clip of the opening of the Newsroom on
Chocolate Rain.
Facebook. I was like, wow, I think I lost 2 hours finding clips of The Newsroom after that. That show seems really interesting.
Man, people love to... what's the guy's name? Aaron Sorkin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People love to shit on him and, like, you know, he's a hack and left-wing, blah, 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 blah. But, like, the dude can turn a phrase. I don't care if people complain that, like, his characters always say exactly what's on their mind or whatever. They say it eloquently.
Yes. There's this thing. If you don't know what The Newsroom, do you know what The Newsroom is, Noah?
I watch it.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you tell me?
I don't
How
know.
Do you watch
might
it?
Be like, oh, that's what you do instead. Listen to podcasts.
I don't want to watch it because that's what you do instead of editing.
Okay, listen. Tell him, Steve David. Can you watch fucking a Dumb and Dumber guy? you know what? No matter what Jeff Daniels does in his life, he will forever be, was it Lloyd or Floyd? Which one did he play?
No, Lloyd was Jim Carrey. He was Harry.
Harry. He will forever be Harry. Like, I just can't see him any other way.
That's sad.
It is sad.
Especially because his character is incredibly bright in that show.
I mean, I enjoy the show and I believe him, but I always think of him as Harry. I'm like, look, that's fucking Harry. Anyways.
Well, and supposedly they're doing a sequel, right?
To Dumb and Dumber?
Yep.
Yeah. It's been done.
No.
The sequel with Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels.
Yes. Oh, I think I might have heard that.
Although, then I heard that maybe Jim Carrey is backed out. I'm like, well, then why would Jeff Daniels stay in? And how would you make that sequel? And why?
When Harry buried Lloyd.
I would argue that Jeff Daniels is actually doing better than Jim Carrey at this moment. Because what was the last thing Carrey's been in?
Mr. Popper's Penguins?
Ugh.
Yeah, I watched that with the family this week.
It's what?
Like, it's like if you took Liar Liar...
What and the fuck, dude?
...took the lies out and added penguins and then took the joy out and added, I guess we'll call them jokes with air quotes around them.
Wait, so you had time to watch Mr. Popper's Penguins, but you couldn't get through an episode of The Newsroom?
We did family movie night. Me and the wife and the kid.
There's nothing better for the family than watching The Newsroom.
Fair enough. I guarantee you it's not watching Mr. Popper's Penguins, or I'm going to go out on a limb and say hop.
Have you not watched it yet?
Oh, no.
But you're going to?
No. I have watched it. Sorry. That oh, no was, oh, no, I've watched it.
Well, then why are you going out on a limb?
Just because I know that all the people who fucking love Russell Brand and Cyclops are going to be like, no, that movie was great. It had two great people in it. Fuck it. Nobody listens to this. What am I talking about?
So you were hedging your bets against the counterattack that
yes.
you perceived in the future? Wait. I don't want to get on the wrong side of the hop people.
You know those hop people, they're all vicious. Tim, the hop people are the ones that were going after you, don't you know?
I'll tell the Republican Party they're all pieces of shit, but don't get on the wrong side of hop fans. They will come at you.
They will cut you.
They were relentless.
They will
scalp
you
and make rabbit movie.
Bunny ears from it.
Death to America! I don't know why they became terrorists. They just did.
Death to the infidels!
Yep.
Do we have time for a game?
Oh, did you want to do one?
Well, you mentioned it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't do the prep work, so...
Okay, never mind.
I would have to just randomly go on YouTube and read out comments.
I was kind of wanting to play 6 degrees and Hold the Bacon again.
Oh.
I don't think we're necessarily...
It's a little late in this episode.
Yeah, because it takes a long time.
I guess we don't have to talk about this now, but, like, our recording schedule maybe change for the next couple weeks, and we may take a week off. Is that true?
Or we may like just record on. Oh fuck no! I think they're here through Wednesday or Monday. Monday or Wednesday, one of those M or W days. They're definitely here on Saturday, and then the following Saturday.
Andy's in-laws are in town, and we can't record. What's that?
I got a trip coming up in October.
October.
I will be gone for the weekend.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Utah to hike.
Hike.
Hike. Hike Hitler! No.
Be careful, it's Utah.
Too soon, tsunami. And I'm pretty sure I'm going to do this. I think I'm going to go to Thailand for New Year's.
Oh, look at you.
Random.
Celebrate New Year's in the future.
Yeah, well, I mean, I need to get over my fear of traveling alone. And I've wanted to spend New Year's somewhere else besides, like, you know, in the United States. For a while now, like years, and I've never done it. So I think what I'm going to do, I have a coworker from Thailand. They're going to send me some information. I think I'm just going to buy a plane ticket and start doing research. Because I think if I just put it off.
Commit yourself, then you'll do it.
Yep, exactly.
I'm not looking forward to that call on December 31st.
What's
that? Tim, there's people in the hotel. Listen to me very carefully. Get out of the bed.
you gotta get taken, and I'm not coming to find you. Goodbye, buddy.
Listen to me. If you want money, I don't have any. I'm a comedian. But with that guy you're taking, but the guy you're taking has a ginormous cock.
Enjoy.
Do what
if
the,
you fuck
what
around,
you want.
That shit will kill you. I would let him go before. Listen, you don't make that cock angry. You wouldn't like it when it's angry.
Cock smash!
I switch franchises on you, bitch! Click, and then hang up. Scene. Credits.
Noah, if you call me, I'm going to say, Noah, get under the bed, whip it out, start masturbating furiously. You're probably going to die. Take the time.
Go out in style.
Then converse again in the room. Wait. Okay, go ahead.
Masturbate like it's your last one, because it probably is.
Yep. I always masturbate like it's the last one. And I also sing, it's been a long road.
No. All right, so all that to say, we'll probably have some truncated or missing episodes in the coming weeks. Although, Van has announced that he's bringing Netcot back. So, and I made him promise when he does his press tour to stop by Tancast.
Hooray!
So maybe we'll have a Van week sometime in the future.
Hooray!
Huzzah!
And I, in a week and a half, or slightly under, we'll be in California.
California, yeah.
Near unto you two fucktards.
Yeah, California, yeah.
Sweet. I look forward to it. Not?
Oh.
Sick burn.
Noah, you got my hopes up and then crushed them expertly.
Expertly, Noah. Expertly.
Expertly. We should do it up big while you're here.
We should.
Hire some hookers. Do some blow.
Oh, yeah. Hookers and blow.
Walk around the Castro naked.
Does anybody wear clothes in the Castro?
Some people.
Tourists.
We call them normies.
Get out of here, you fucking breeder. I thought you were straight. Yeah, but I haven't had a kid yet.
Well, everybody, have a good week.
We are definitely sputtering to a close. We only need to close.
And remember, never trust chocolate rape.
This week I hate everything, especially you two fucktards.
You're doing it. Thank you for listening to this episode of the TanCast podcast. You can go to our official website, TanCast.com, where you can read our blogs and find links to the official TanCast Facebook page, the official TanCast Twitter page, and the official TanCast store. We'd love to get emails from you, so email us at fucktards@TanCast.com or yourmom@TanCast.com, or you can email the guys individually at Tim, Andy, or Noah at TanCast.com. As always, we'd like to thank DJ Technoid for creating the official TanCast theme, and we'd like to remind you to subscribe to us on iTunes and write us a review so other people can find us. That's all for this week, and as always, remember, enjoy some fresh titty juice.
TanCast. But what did you learn, Andy?
I told you, I'm done
learning. Doing that.
I'm just hating.
That's his new thing. His new thing is this week I hate.
Okay.
He's not learning. Let's be fair. TanCast, you're not learning shit.
I'm certainly not.
It's like stuff you should know, except you really don't learn anything. Like, we don't even try.
Stuff you shouldn't have listened to in the first place. Stuff you should forget.
Wait, now I feel like I should throw in a fact that's true about something. I'm 6 feet tall. You learned something.
Were you recording for that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then the listeners got it. A fact. Enjoy that fact, listeners. Noah is 6 feet tall.
And enjoy your burrito.
Now who's ripping off other podcasts? That would be the Nerdist. That's how they end every episode. Enjoy your burrito.
I just wanted to feel included.
You guys always rip off other podcasts. Why do you guys do that? You're so unoriginal. I'm the only original fuck on this podcast.
Well, you know, if you can't beat him to death, join him.
To death.